Back now with Day to Day. You know U.S. car companies are struggling. Ford may be especially so. Sales just down. Now there is talk that Ford may sell off some of its luxury brands. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, which cars might go?
Well, Alex, it's Jaguar, Land Rover, Volvo, and Aston Martin. Reuters and Bloomberg are reporting that a private equity group is interested in buying Ford's premier auto group that includes those brands. And one of the parties of the group that would be doing the buying is Jacques Nasser, and he used to be chief executive at Ford. He was ousted back in 2001 after the company reported losing millions of dollars. I spoke to Peter DiLorenzo today. He publishes a website about cars called AutoExtremist.com. And he thinks there is a good possibility that Ford is seriously considering a sell-off of at least one of its luxury brands, and that's Jaguar. Here's why.
Ford overpaid initially for Jaguar, and they have been behind the eight ball ever since. They've kept throwing money after it, and they've never been able to recoup their investment, and it's costing them money to keep it afloat now. That's why it makes sense for them to cut Jaguar loose.
Now, as for Land Rover, Volvo, and Aston Martin, DiLorenzo thinks sales of those brands would be less likely. Of course, the company is looking to unload assets that could save it money.
Well, I just wonder, so if you, they're talking about selling this premier auto group, but you don't have to buy all of them. You could buy one brand or another.
Right. And it looks like Jaguar would be the first to go.
Uh-huh. And what is Ford saying?
Well, a Ford spokesman told me this morning that there's lots of speculation out there about what the company may or may not do, and they're not going to comment on any sort of speculation. But, Alex, everyone knows that Ford is looking to do something. It announced its second quarter results recently that it lost more than $250 million, and Bill Ford, the chairman, said at the time that the company is going to be jump-starting its Way Forward plan with exact details coming up in September.
So I think most U.S. car companies, the other U.S. car companies, are struggling as well, aren't they? Is Ford worse off than the others? How is it?
Yeah, they are all struggling. But DiLorenzo and some others have said that Ford is really in the most trouble. Ford might have been the hardest hit by the surging price of gasoline. If you remember, sales of Ford's F-150 pickup truck, it's a very popular truck, one of the most biggest selling vehicles in the U.S. And those sales were down recently for the first time ever. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll tell you about tourists in Alaska. They're panning for gold.
You know, Janet, I say the other companies, I keep forgetting Chrysler's no longer really a U.S. company. It's a German company now. But thank you. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.